All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So a lot to do today. We are picking up on Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Attitude, that's Michti. So now we're going to go. Remember again, we were introduced to the first Mishnah in the parak of Ezu Makoman, which, as the name says, Ezu Hu Makoman, what is the placement? So remember again, we're going just through the where the different karbanos were actually offered. In other words, what part of the Beis HaMikdash? And I just want to point out, also when we speak about directions, we're speaking about those directions vis-a-vis the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Because remember, again, Shechita was done. It didn't have to be, but it was usually done in close proximity to the Mizbeach itself. So all of these directions are vis-a-vis the Mizbeach. So remember, again, we're still in the first section over here about Kodshei Kadoshim. So remember, again, Kodshei Kadoshim are the holiest level, highest sanctity of Karbanos. So what we established was Shechitasa Metzafon. They are shechted in to the north of the Mizbeach. So now the Gemara is just going through the Mishnah is just going through the entire list of Kodshei Kadoshim. So it says the Gemara, Michti, Safon Ba'ol Ksiv. So we understand that the obligation to shecht the Karban in the north of the Mizbeach, ultimately is written by Ola. It's written by Ola. Rashi points out over here, Kabe Ola Son B'Vayikra, V'Shachat Oso Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzifona. So by Ola is where it's written. The Gemara says, Chatos, I'm sorry, Nisni, Ola Beresha. So if that's the case, again, if Ola is the source, ultimately, again, for the concept of shechting the carbon in the north, then why isn't Ola mentioned first in the Mishnah? Chatos, Aidi, Da'asi Midrasha, Chavivale. So what's it? The Gemara says, no, the Gemara chooses to put Chatos first. The Mishnah chose to put Chatos first. Why? Because at the end of the day, as we're going to see, Chatos is learned out from a drasha. The obligation of Tzafon, of shechting the Chatos in the north, is not stated explicitly, but rather, again, it's learned out from a drasha. We'll see, actually, Rashi points out it's learned out from a Hekish. It's learned out from a Hekish, and therefore, Halach Lamaisa, because it's learned out from a drasha, therefore, also, we see this concept many times, that something that's learned out from a drasha sometimes has greater importance to Chazal than something stated explicitly in a pasuk. Now there's an incredible musar there, which is in life in general, those things which you have to work harder for tend to have a bit more importance to you than the things that are just given to you. A pasuk is given to us. A drasha we have to work for. Therefore, sometimes in Mishnayos, when listing items, Chazal will put things that are learned out from a drasha first. Why? Because ultimately, again, they are not more important. Important is the wrong word. They're more, I guess we'll use the word, special to Chazal, and therefore, again, they're put first. To which the Gemara says, V'nesni chatos achitzonios. So then why not go ahead and first start out with the chatos, offerings that are offered outside, right? That are offered on the Mizbeach achitzon, before you begin with the pnimios, like the Seir of Yom Kippur, to which the Gemara says, Aidi denichnas daman lifnai v'lifnim chavivalei. Since Rabbi said for the chatos apnimi, which is really the chatos of Yom Kippur, so ultimately, again, the blood is offered up in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, again, they have a more intense, we'll call it special kite. And because of that, they're listed first in the Mishnah. Utsfona ba'ola hecha ksiva. So we'll say, so remember, the Gemara made a statement that the obligation to shech the ola in the north of the Beis HaMikdash is written. So the Gemara says, where is that written? Hecha ksiva. V'shachat osa ayerech ha-mizbeach tsfona. So ultimately, we'll say, the Pasuk says, you shall go ahead and shech it to the north of the Mizbeach. Now, we'll say, remember, now so that's a Mefurash Pasuk that says that by the Ola, you shecht it in the north. Now, the Gemara says, that Pasuk is talking about Tzon. So, Ben Tzon, we'll say, that means the Tzon family. So, the Tzon family, I understand, is shechted in the north. Ben Bakar Minalan. Where do I know that even if I'm bringing something from the Bakar family, I also do it to the north of the Mizbeach? Amar Krak, because the Pasuk says, Ve'im Min Hatzon. We'll say there is an extra vav over there. Ve'im min hatzon, vav mosif al inyon rishon, v'yilmad elyon mitachton. So ultimately, we'll say the vav is a vav hamosif, that vav adds on, and therefore v'yilmad elyon mitachton. We ultimately learn that which was stated above. Beforehand, ultimately, the Torah was talking about bakar, and therefore we could learn that bakar from tzon, just as when tzon is brought as an ola. Ultimately, it is offered up in the north of the Mizbeach. So too, again, when Bakar is brought, it is also offered up in to the north of the Mizbeach. So we'll say, that is fine according to the opinion who holds, that we go ahead and we learn, Elyon mitachton al yidei vav hamosif, Rashi says. So we'll say, remember again, this is a limud that the Gemara is employing over here. That we learn out, Elyon mitachton. We learn out something, or both say, that is stated earlier from something that is stated later. What's the bridge? The bridge is vav. The bridge is the vav. So the vav acts as the bridge to say that ultimately, again, that which is stated above, can, when we say above, it means earlier in the Torah, can be learned out from something that is stated later on. Because the object, or the item, or the subject that is stated later on has the vav that adds on. So it's telling me that I can learn out that which was stated earlier from that which is stated later. However, Elamant Shabbos said, that's how we learn out that, because remember again, Torah states, Bakar Tson. Tson is in the context of Olah. To teach me that so too, just as, and therefore again, it says the vav by tzon. Therefore again, lemeidin elyon mitachton. I can learn out the elyon, the bakar, from the tzon. To tell me just as when tzon is offered up as an ola, it's offered up in the tzafon. So too, when bakar is offered up as an ola, it is offered up bitzafon. However, again, elamam damar in malam din ma'ikalamimar. They will say those who don't subscribe to this drasha. What about those who don't subscribe to the idea of lemeidin elyon mitachton? Through above. So what is there to say? Tisanya, because we learned, Ve'im nefesh. The pasuk says, Ve'im nefesh. Now this is talking about, again, look at Rashi just a moment, Ve'im nefesh. Gave asham talui ksiv. But I'll say this pasuk over here is about asham talui. Remember again, asham talui is Rashi's, well, I'll read Rashi. Ksiva vayikra, Ve'im nefesh kisechta, ulamad lehimena parashta, or parashas mi'ila. Vadois shiyada la'achar zman shenena min ha'mikdash b'shogeg v'chayavin alea asham vadois. So we'll say here's the order of the psukim. The Torah states the halachas of asham taloi. So remember, asham taloi is a situation where a person may have committed an avera, but they are not sure. Now immediately preceding that, we'll say, is the section of mi'ila, where a person used consecrated property illegally. What's talocha if you go ahead and you use consecrated property illegally? You're chayiv an asham vadai. An asham vadai. So now watch this. So says the Gemara, so this sanya, v'im nefesh, l'chayiv asafek mi'ilos asham taloi, divrei Rabbi Akiva. So we'll say, where does this come to teach me? So we're going to see for just a moment, Rabbi Akiva understands the juxtaposition between mi'ilo and ultimately again asham taloi, to teach me that if I commit an act of safek mi'ilo, I commit an act of safek mi'ila, what do? I have to bring in asham talui. The Rabbi Kiva, the Chachamim say p'turim, the Chachamim say no, you're potter. So my love, Bagman, so we'll say, what are they arguing about? Mar Savar, so we'll say, watch this. Rabbi Akiva holds, lemeidin. Rabbi Akiva holds that what? Lemeidin elyon mitachton. That you can go ahead and learn out that which is stated above for that which is stated below. And therefore, again, I'll say, which for our purposes means, I can learn out the parasha from Mi'ila, from the parasha of Asham Taloi. To tell me that what? That if I commit an act of Safek Mi'ila, therefore what? I bring Asham Taloi. Masha'in came, Umar Savra in the Maiden, and the Rabbanon hold in the Maiden, right? The Rabbanon hold that Halacha L'Maaseh, no, you don't in the Maiden El Yom Mitachton, and therefore in a case of Safek Mi'ila, you will be Potter. Amra Papa, Papa says no. Dichuli Amal Maiden. Everyone agrees that what? L'Maiden El Yom Mitachton. That ultimately, again, you can learn out that which is stated above from that which is stated below, as long as you have that Vav that serves as the linkage. So we'll say, if that's the case, why is it that the Rabbanon will say that I'm Potter? In a case of what? In a case of Safek Mi'ila. Ne'emar kan mitzos, v'ne'emar, or mitzos, v'ne'emar b'chatas chilev mitzos. Ma lahalon, dover shechayoven al zedono kareis v'al shigagaso chatos. We'll say, just like above. So ultimately, again, in the case of chiyuv is where? The case of chiyuv is where, for something that I'm chayiv for its intentional violation, kares, and for accidental violation, achatos, afkan, shechayovin al zedono kares, val shigagoso chatos. So to over here, again, about in the case of asham taloi, it's only the case of where ultimately I'm going to be, it's only the case of where I did something that if had I done it intentionally, I would be chayiv kares, and unintentionally, I would unintentionally chatos. And again, the case of safek mi'ila does not fit that criteria. Okay, so if you look at Rashi, which is the more, fine, let's actually go by it. Rabbi Akiva will say as follows. He says, Mal lahalon bikavua, afkan bikavua. So Rabbi Kiva will say, that I will say, in the case of Chilif, which is the paradigmatic case, in the case of Chilif, so I will say, there is a carbon kavua. So too over here, there is a carbon kavua. La fuke chatos the tumas mikdash vekadashav. This comes to exclude the case of, I'll say, if someone who's bringing a chatas for tumas mikdash vekadashav, which is someone who either accidentally entered into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tumah, or consumed consecrated items in a state of tumah, that I will say, the olav yoredu. That carbon ultimately, again, is a carbon olav yoredu. Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Rabbi Akiva. Gamar la lahach gzeir shavahachi. Ma chatos carbon kavua. La ani kashir, just like the paradigmatic chatas, we'll say it's a carbon kavua for an ani, right? For us, you say it's a carbon kavua, we'll say it's a set value, independent of the person's personal financial situation. Af asham talui eino ba ela al safek chatas kavua. So too, again, asham talui also only comes about if what? If you potentially violated something that would itself incur a chatas kavua. But if I potentially violated something that doesn't have a chatas kavua obligation, then I don't bring an asham taloi for that. The Rabbanan will say, in gezer shava lemechza. They will hold, you can't do that. You can't make a partial gezer shava. But Rabbi Akiva will agree, and he'll say, yes, you are correct. In gezer shava lemechza, in achinami, bahacha bahacha miflagi. And here's what they're arguing about. Rabbi Akiva savar, v'im nefesh ksiv. We'll say Rabbi Akiva says that the pasuk says ve'im nefesh. So we'll say, remember again, we switched gears a little bit over here. We switched gears a little bit. Remember what we're trying to figure out, just so we understand our primary subject matter. Our primary subject matter is we just got finished saying that halacha lemaisa, an ola is shechted in the north. Now where do we know that from? Where do you know that from? Baruch Hashem, a pasuk, beautiful. The only problem is that what? The pasuk is talking about tzon. How do we know that it also applies to bakar? So remember again, in the subject immediately preceding this, it was talking about bakar. So he wanted to say, it's no problem. The maidin elyon mitachton. We could go ahead and learn out that which is stated above bakar from that which is stated below tzon. And I have a vav that serves as a connector. So we'll say, so the Gemara just said, that's fine if you subscribe to that model of limud. What if you don't subscribe to that model of limud? That's then what sparked this whole conversation, this Rabbi Akiva Rabbanon conversation, about does everyone hold of lemeidin elyon mitachton when there's a vav connector or not? So that leads us to this whole side conversation about asham talui. So we'll say, so now coming back for just a moment. So remember again, here we have the juxtaposition ultimately again between asham talui and mi'ila. So remember, it states mi'ila above and asham talui below. So now watch this. So vacha kambahakam efik. Rabbi Kiva savar ve'im nefesh ksiv. Most Rabbi Kiva holds that by the case of asham talui, so the Torah says ve'im nefesh. Vav mosif al inyon rishon. Ultimately, again, the vav is coming to add on what? The vav is coming to add on to the first subject, to tell me that what Rabbi say, that if I commit an act of safek mi'ila, I also bring an asham taloi. V'rabbanan nami haksev v'im nefesh. But what did Rabbanan ultimately do with the v'im nefesh? Lema b'hakam efekis. We'll say perhaps what they're arguing about is as follows. Demar savar hekish adif. So we'll say maybe what they're arguing about is the form of exegetical limud. Meaning what there are multiple ways in which you can make limudim, in which you could go ahead and create halachic bridges between different topics. So maybe their argument is as follows. Mar Savra, one opinion holds, hekish adif, that a hekish, a comparison, is a more preferable model for limud. Umar Savar, gzera shava adif, and the other opinion holds that no, a gzera shava is a more preferable model. To which the Gemara says, lo, not necessarily. The chuli alma, the hekish adif, everyone will agree that a hekish, that a comparison is preferable. And the Rabbanan will say, Tachton hu digamar me'elyom. See, Rabbi will say, here's what's fascinating. The Rabbanan say, we don't say lemeidin elyon mitachton, rather we're going to say that tachton hu digamar me'elyon. We're going to learn out that which is stated below from that which is stated above. What does that mean, I will say? So the Gemara says, I will say, take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Hekish lahachi asa, tachton hu digamra me'elyon, liknos asham b'shtei sloim, digabe asham me'ilos ksiv be'erkecha kesef shkalim. V'gamra asham talui minei shelo tomar lo yehi sveiko shel karis chamim vados. We'll say, watch this. The Rabbanan are going to say there is a limud, but Rabbi Akiva, your limud is going in the wrong direction. Rabbi Akiva says lameidin elyon mitachton. We learn out that from which was stated above to that which was stated below, and therefore we'll say what that yields, Rabbi Akiva, is that you bring an asham talui for safek miila. The Rabbanan say no, wrong direction, Rabbi Akiva, wrong direction. Lameidin tachton me elyon. We're going to learn out about, say, the halachos, or some of the halachos of asham talui from the halachos of the asham by mi'ila. And to teach me what? So the Gemara says, watch this. We're going to learn out the halachos of asham talui, or some of the halachos of asham talui, from the case of mi'ila. Watch this. So the Gemara says, tachton u'digar me'elyon, li asham bekesef shkalim. To teach me that what? That a asham talui rabosai has a minimum value of 2 shkalim. The asham talui itself must be worth at least 2 shkalim. Shelo tomar, because it was a person shouldn't say lo yehi sveiko chamar mivado. So I would say as follows: a safek should not be more chamar than the vadai. How so? Ma vado chatos bas danka. I will say just like again. I could have said as follows. I could have said that Rabbi say in a case of Vaday Asham, or Vaday Chatas, I should say, maybe there's no minimum value. You could bring a Chatas even for a Danka, Rashi says, Shesus, Kilomar Ma'a Kesef Shu Shesus Shal Dinar, Valav Davka Nakat, Ala Dam Kalim Ba'amo Shu Nitan Al Kitzva. So I'll say, I could have said as follows, you could bring a Karmel Chatas for a generally small amount of money. Ma Vado Chatas Vaz Danka, Af Sveiko Asham Bar Danka. So perhaps it can, just like a regular Chatas, could be brought for a very small amount of money. Maybe Ashlam Talui could also be brought for a very small amount of money. So therefore, I can both say, what does the limud tell me? The limud tells me, no, lemeidin tachton me'elyon. Just as the Asham mentioned by Me'ila is a minimum of shtei shkalim, so to what? The Asham Talui is also a minimum of shtei shkalim. Rabbi Akiva will say, Hai svara minale. Where does Rabbi Akiva learn this out from? We'll say that the Asham Talui has to have a minimum value as well. Nafkale mezos toras ha'asham. We'll say he learns this out from the statement of zos toras ha'asham, which teaches me what? Torah achos lechol ha'ashamos. There is one Torah for every asham. And just like the asham mi'ilos is worth 2 shkalim, has to be worth 2 shkalim, so too again, the asham talui has to be worth 2 shkalim as well. Tenoch mandi isle toras. So we'll say, that's fine if you hold of that drasha. That's all if you hold of that drasha. Man deles le toras mehecha gamar. So we'll say, if you don't hold of the drasha of zos toras ha'asham, so where does he learn out the minimum value, ultimately, again, for the asham talui? To which the Gemara says, gamar be'erkecha, be'erkecha. We'll say, he learns that from the Gzeir Shava. Erkecha, erkecha. Teinach hecha dechsiv be'erkecha. Asham shifcha charufa teluk sibe be'erkecha ma'ikle me'ra. So we'll say, see, here's the beauty. If you learn out the first rasha of zos taras ha'asham, we'll say, what does that do? That tells you that in any case of an asham, there is a minimum value of what? Of 2 shkalim. If you don't have that limud, and you're just learning out of gzir shav of erkecha, erkecha, to teach you that just as in one place where it says erkecha, ultimately again, it says kesro, because remember again, it says, By one situation of Erkecha, it says, Berkecha kesef shkalim. So therefore, we'll say, therefore, in the other case where it says Erkecha, you also have to bring an asham that is the minimum value of shtei shkalim. That only tells me in situations where what? Where it says Erkecha. If it doesn't say Erkecha, then what? Then how do I know that there's a minimum value? To which the Gemara says, Gamar be'el be'el. So we'll say ultimately again, because the Pasuk says, the Gemara makes a gzir shava ultimately again, of ayil ayil. So we'll say, because it says, or I should say, it really says Baal. Baal Baal. Bechaparla Baal ha'asham. So since it says Baal ha'asham, therefore again, I'm going to both say, essentially, wherever it says Erkecha, or wherever it says Baal, that tells you that what? That the asham must be a minimum, ultimately, again, of 2 shkalim. So we'll say, so it turns out that the machlokes in Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan about the rasha. The good news is, everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that what? That an asham has a minimum value of shtei shkalim. That's what everyone is agreeing on. What do they disagree on? The way we learn that out. Rabbi Akiva learns it out from Zos Torah Sa'asham. One general principle for all Asham offerings, they have to be Shtei Shkalim. Other opinion says, no, Halacha L'maisa, a double Gzer Shav of Erkecha, Erkecha, L. Now we'll say, what does this have to do with our primary topic? The answer is nothing, right? But now we loop back, and I'm just kidding, it has to do with it, because remember, again, let's take a step back. Why did we start this? We started this because we're trying to figure out about the fact that Kodshei Kadoshim are Shechted B'Tzafon. Where do we learn that out from? So remember, the source proof for that is Ola. By Ola, there's a Pasuk. The Pasuk states the Halacha B'Tzafon by where? By Tzon. And we learn out, based on the principle of Lemeidin Elyon Mitachton, that it applies ultimately again to Bakar as well. That's the take-home message for this purpose, or for this sugya. Furthermore, again, we learn another very important halacha, that an asham offering does have a minimum value of how much? Of how much? Shtei shkalim. Everyone agrees with that. Just a machlokas, ultimately, again, about how we get there. So the Gemara goes weiter. Chatas minolan debayit safon. We'll say two dots. Men ches amud aleph. Two dots, two, four, six. Eight lines are from the bottom. So from where do we know that a chatos has to be shechted ultimately again in the north? Where do we know that from? Dechsev v'shachat es ha-chatos b'makom ha-ola. So we'll say the pasuk says, you shall shecht the chatos in the place of the ola. Good. Pretty easy. Right? Pretty easy. We establish the ola is done in the north, and therefore again, chatos is done the same place as the ola, shkoyach. Wonderful. Says the Gemara, that's fine. Ashkechan shchita kabbala minolan. But we'll say, now I know shchita has to be done in the north. How do I know that Kabbalah has to be done in the north? From where do I know that Kabbalah has to be done in the north? So the Gemara says, Kabbalah minan d'chsib v'loka ha-koin midam ha-chatos. So what's it? Because the Pasuk says, and the coin will take from the dam ha-chatos. So if you look at Rashi for just a moment, first white line in the bottom of Rashi, v'loka ha-koin, basar v'shachat k'sib ha-chatos. So what's it? So just so you understand, right after the Torah speaks about... Right after the Torah speaks about, here, just to show you these psukim, the pasuk says, v'samach es yadah rosh achadas v'shachat es achadas v'makom ha'ola. So first the Torah says, you'll shach the chatas in the place of the ola. Then it says, v'lokach ha'koin midam ha'chatas v'nosan michata midabetz bo'o v'nosan al karnos ha'mizbeach, al karnos mizbeach ha'ola. So the pasuk says, v'lokach ha'koin basar v'shachat k'sib ha'chatas yochid u'mashra b'makom ha'ola nami yulkach. So we'll say, listen to this. So the inference of the psukim is that the lokach hakoin midam achatos means what? When is this happening, Rabbi Osai? Immediately after the shechita. Therefore, if the shechita has to be done b'tzafon, then what? Then what? Kabbalah also has to be done b'tzafon. Good. Now the Gemara says something very interesting. Mekabel atzmo minalan. How do I know that the mekabel himself, the coin who's actually doing the Kabbalah, has to be standing in the north? See, Rabbi Osai, now watch this. I could say Kabbalah, so what have we established? Shechita has to be done in the north. And what? Kabbalah has to be done in the north. Rabbi Osai, as we're going to see in just a few moments, the coin could be standing somewhere else and just extend the klishares into the tzafon, ultimately, in order to receive the blood. Lav dafka, he has to be standing in the same place. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Mekabel atzmo, Rashi says, Shetzarech la'amod b'tzafon, v'lo ya'amod b'dorum, v'yoshit yado b'tzafon samachlo. Eitzel emtza azara, shadaram v'atzafon mechlekusham, v'kibel minovan d'ha amra. So we'll say, now the Gemara says, okay, so we've established now that Allah ma'aseh shechita has to be done b'tzafon. Number two, we've established that what? Kabbalah has to be done b'tzafon. What about the coin himself? How do I know that the coin himself actually has to be standing b'tzafon, as opposed to the coin standing in darom and just extending his hand and inward to go to be mekabel the dam? It's a good shayla, to which the Gemara says, mekabel asal minalan, amakra v'lakach, lo yikach. Therefore, both say the Gemara says, v'darsh napasek v'lakach. Lakach means he shall take to himself. He shall take to himself. Rashi says, v'lakach lo yikach, Sarsei l'mafreva d'arsheo es atzmo yikach l'makom adam. So we'll say the way the Gemara dashes over here is, lakach means lo yikach. He shall take himself. He shall take himself where? He shall take himself to the place where the Kabbalah needs to occur. Where is the place where the Kabbalah needs to occur? B'tzafon in the north. So we'll say now that what we've established is three things based on the psukim. Number one, shechita, Kabbalah, and geographic orientation of the coin himself, must all be done b'tzafon. Incredible. Ashkich on the mitzvah. So we'll say, now I know this is what has to be done l'chatchila. La'akev minayin. So we'll say, remember, we've seen this conversation. It was very interesting. By Karbanos, when we learn out something, I understand that this is the l'chatchila. So l'chatchila, shchita, kabbalah, geographic orientation of the coin, all has to be b'tzafon. La'akev. We'll say, how do we know that this is not just l'chatchila, but rather, again, if he doesn't do this, if shchita, kabbalah, and geographic orientation don't take place but tzafon. How do I know that it's ma'akev? Rabbi will say that if it's not done, the carbon is compromised. To which the Gemara says, kra achrim eksid, because there's another pasuk. What does the pasuk say? B'shachat oso b'makom asher yishchat es ha'ola. Because Rabbi will say, the pasuk says, by the chatos, you shall shecht it in the place where you shecht the ola. B'tanya, heichan ola nishchata, where is the ola shechted? B'tzafon, in the north. Af zeh b'tzafon. So ultimately, again, this carbon as well, the chatos, is also offered in the tzafon. We'll say, Amud Beis, v'chi mikan atalamad. Now, in reality, is this halacha actually learned out over here? V'alo kvar ne'emar, but doesn't it already say, b'makom asher tishchat ha'ola tishchat ha'chatos? So we'll say, the pasuk already said, in the place where you go ahead, b'makom asher tishach, I'm sorry, tishachit, b'makom, the place that you will shecht the ola, tishachit ha'chatos, you will shecht the chatos. So I'll say, ultimately, again, we already have another pasuk that teaches us this, to which the Gemara says, ha, lama, yatsa. So I'll say, ultimately, again, now remember, this pasuk is singling out the chatas of the nasi. Why is it singling out the chatas of the nasi? Likvoa lo makom. To teach us, Rabbosai, that it has a very specific place, shim lo shachta b'tzafon, to teach that what Rabbosai, that the place that is singled out for the chatas anasi, which is Rabbosai, the tzafon, if it's not done there, puzzle. The carbon is puzzle. Ato omer lekach yotza o eino ela shazet ta'un safon ve'ein achar ta'un safon. So we'll say, here's what we have, and this is really quite riveting. What we have over here, we'll say, is a targeted discussion about the chatas of the nasi. To teach me that what? To teach me that the chatas of the nasi ultimately, again, has to be done but safon. But 1 second. We already have a pasuk that teaches us that what? That the shchita of a chatas is done but safon. Why is this carbon singled out? So maybe it's singled out to teach me that what? Ela shazet ta'un safon, ve'ein acher ta'un safon. Or was maybe singled out to teach me that maybe it's tafka the chatas anasi that requires safon, that requires north orientation, and not any other chatas. Talmud lomar, v'shachat es ha'chatas b'makom ha'ola. Therefore, I will say, the pasuk says, no, you shall shecht the chatas in the place of the ola. Zeh, Bana av l'chol chatos sheyuhu tu'unos tzafon. We'll say that pasuk teaches me that what? That's a general statement. A binyan av. We'll say binyan av is like a paradigm. So this creates a paradigm or a principle. And what's the principle? Every single chatos has to be shechted in the north. So watch this. So we'll say, here's what I have. And really, right, you feel the tension over here. It's very exciting. So the Gemara says, we'll say, see, here's what I have. I have, on one hand, a pasuk that says, v'shachat esachatos b'makom ha'ola, which we'll say is a binyan av, is a principle statement to teach you that every single chatas has to be offered up in the north. Now we'll say, I have another pasuk that teaches me what? The chatas of the nasir has to be offered up in the north. Now the chatas of the nasi clearly says that if it's not done, we clearly know that what if it's not done that way, it's la'akiv, it's la'ikuva. Now watch this. Ashkichon seir nasi bein lemitzvah bein la'akiv. Now watch this. By the chatas of the nasi, so I know that carbon has to be offered up in the north. And I will say, I know that has to be offered up in the north, not just lemitzvah. Mitzvah say means what? Means what? L'chatchila, not just l'chatchila, but being la'akiv. We'll say la'akiv means what? Even b'di'evet. In other words, that if you don't do this, the carbon will be pasul. Shar chatos, now we'll say, now other chatos offerings, ashkichon l'mitzvah, la'akiv minolam. Now we'll say, now by other chatos offerings, I know that l'chatchila, it should be offered up in the north. I know that. But I only know that l'chatchila. How do I know that it's ma'akev even b'di'evet? D'chsev, I will say, watch this. D'chsev b'kisba, v'chsev b'si'ira. I will say, ultimately again, because the Torah goes out of its way, ultimately again, to teach this halacha, both by the kasev, as well as by the si'ir. both by the lamb as well as by the goat. So we'll say, ultimately again, the fact that the Torah repeats this over and over and over teaches me what? That not only is this a din l'chatchila, but it is ma'akiv even b'di'evet. So we'll say, the constant repetition essentially of this north obligation, this suffon obligation, in multiple circumstances, multiple situations, tells me that it's not only l'mitzvah, but it's la'akev as well. Ella oso lamali. So we'll say, the Gemara says, if that's the case, then what do I do with the word oso? Let's remember again, the pasuk says, v'samach yado arosh ha-soyer v'shachat oso. So I will say, right, this is by the chatas of the nasi. So I will say, what do I do with the word oso? So watch this. Lamali mi bayle lechidisayim. So I will say, let's reflect for just a moment here, because I will say, just understand what's happening is what we've seemingly just established is that number one, there is a tzafon obligation for all chatas offerings, and it appears that what we've just established is that aloha lemaisa. That obligation is not just l'mitzvah, but rather it's to what? La'akev. It's ma'akev as well. That meaning, if you did not shecht the carbon chatas b'tzafon, ultimately, again, the carbon is possible afilu b'di'evet. Right? Afilu b'di'evet. So that appears what we've just established. So hold on, we're not finished yet. Ela oso lamli. So we'll say, but now we're going to go and deconstruct the psukim a little bit. Tell me, what do we do with the oso by the pasuk? So the Gemara says, mi'bayi le'lechid esayin. I need it for the following limud. Get ready for this. Oso b'tzafon. So we'll say, let me take a step back. I'm sorry. What is the Gemara really asking? What the Gemara is really asking is like this. So now what you've established is that halacha lemaisa, every single chatas offering has to be offered up in the north, and it's ma'akev. It's ma'akev. So we'll say, so if that's the case, when the pasuk says, v'samach es yado arosh achatos, so you'll go ahead, the kohen will put his hand on the head of the chatas, this is the chatas of the nasir, and then what happens? V'shachat oso lechatos b'makom asher yishchat es ha'olah. You will shecht it oso in the north, essentially. Now we'll say oso is what? Oso is what? It's a limiting statement. It says this is shechted in the north, but something else is not. Now what's the something else? Because we just established is that what? Every other chatos is shechted in the north. So we'll say, is there a chatos that is not shechted in the north? To which the Gemara says, funny you should ask, because oso b'tzafon ve'in seir nachshon b'tzafon. Yes, we'll say there is an offering that is not shechted in the north. We'll say, what's that? That's ultimately again the seir of nachshon. We'll say, what's the seir of nachshon? We'll say last week's parsha. Parsha is ve'seir nachshon seiri chanukah sanasim shelo balachit. We'll say this is amazing actually, and this is quite intriguing. I'm sure you picked up on this in Pesukim. When you look at the offerings of the Nesiim, so we'll say, remember again, they each brought chatas offering. But there was really like no sin per se. In other words, they didn't do anything wrong. Rashi understands metaphorical allusions to it, but ultimately again the Gemara Darshins also teaches me that under normal circumstances the chatos is shechted b'tzafon. There is an exception. What's the exception? The seir of Nachshon. The chatos offering of Nachshon, which was not a real chatos, was not ultimately offered up in the north. V'tanya, v'samach yado arosh ha-soyer. But one second, but the pasuk says v'samach yado arosh ha-soyer. The pasuk says l'dusmicha l'rabo seir Nachshon l'smicha de Rabbi Yehuda. Bet Rabbi Yehuda Darshins Rabbo say that the seir of Nachshon, we call it the seir of Nachshon, but it really means the seir of the Nesiim, does require smicha. Rabbi Yehuda says it requires smicha. So Rabbi Shimon Omer l'rabos seiri avodos kochavim l'smicha. So we'll say ultimately again Rabbi Shimon says no, it comes to include that the seirim brought for accidental avodah zara requires smicha. So we'll say sakatay tchamina hobis rabbi l'smicha s'avinami l'tzafon. So I might have thought that once ultimately you're telling that the seir of Nachshon requires smicha, maybe it requires tzafon. Kamashmalan also teaches me that there is an exception to this chatas rule, that the seir of Nachshon does not require tzafon. Maskif l'ravina, so Ravina raises the kasha. Hanichal Rabbi Huda, so we'll say all of this makes sense according to Rabbi Huda. Rashi says, demarbile l'smicha, it's trich l'me'utei tzafon. So we'll say, according to Rabbi Huda, who says that ultimately the seir of Nachshon does get smicha, I then need the oso to what? To exclude it from the tzafon obligation. That makes sense. However, the Rabbi Shimon Ma'ikal Neymar, Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Shimon, ultimately again, who does not include the obligation of smicha, ultimately again, for the seer of Nachshon. So then what does he need the oso for? Amli Razush, Rabbi Rabina, or Rabbi Yehuda Minecha. Is that true that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the limon makes sense? After all, Lemay di Israbi Israbi, Udimay di lo Israbi lo Israbi. Because at the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda, just because the seer Nachshon is included in one thing, ultimately, again, doesn't mean it's included for everything. So the fact that there's a smicha obligation for the seer of Nachshon doesn't automatically mean that there would be a tzafon obligation to which the Gemara says, "V'chiteima ilo miatekra hava minatisi bebinyanav." So I'll say maybe you would have thought that had the pasuk not excluded it through oso, that ultimately, again, I would have learned out the obligation through a binyanav, through a paradigm. Rashi says that which paradigm. The teaching that all chatas offerings are offered up in the north. Maybe I would have thought that what? That the seir of Nachshon is also offered up in the north. If that's the case, then ultimately again, I don't even need the pasuk to teach me smicha by the seir of Nachshon. It could have just said ultimately learn that also from binyanav. Ella midoros lo gaminan. Hachinami midoros lo gaminan. Rather, Rabbi said the pasuk says a very important principle. Which is that what? Which is that halacha l'maaseh b'osai, we can't go ahead and learn out temporary karbanos from eternal karbanos. So b'osai, the seer of Nachshon, the karbanos of the Nesim, were unique. Unique in many ways. So because they were karbanically unique, therefore what? Therefore they cannot be learned out from other, what we'll call, ongoing karbanos. From other ongoing karbanos. And therefore halacha l'maaseh again, they're supposed to say, therefore, the seer of Nachshon cannot be learned out from anything. So therefore, you couldn't learn out the smicha obligation from anything else. So therefore, again, we need a special pasuk to teach me that there is a smicha obligation ultimately by the seer of Nachshon. Look at Rashi. Elo, maskan de kushi smicha my time it's trichel rebuye. So what the Gemara is saying over here is, why do I need a special limud to teach me that the seer of Nachshon requires smicha? After all, just learn out from a binyan, not from all other kabanos. To which the Gemara essentially says, you can't learn out smicha from a binyan av. Why not? Because that would require you to learn out the seer of Nachshon, which was a unique karban from ongoing karbanos. And that we do not do. So we'll say, now watch this. Let's go back for just a moment. We're jumping back to something we said before. What about the idea that perhaps Ella also b'tzafon vein shoche b'tzafon? So also, what about the idea that maybe the limud is that the carbon has to be done b'tzafon, but the shochet doesn't have to be b'tzafon? Also, we're going back and revisiting something we mentioned before. So we said before that halacha l'maisa shchita, kabbalah, and the shochet must all actually be in the north. Maybe not. Maybe oso. Also, maybe the word oso teaches me that what? What has to be in the north? The carbon has to be in the north. So we'll say, I understand the shechita has to be in the north, and the kabbalah has to be in the north, but maybe the shochet himself, maybe the kohen is doing the kabbalah himself, or really the shochet himself also, doesn't have to be in the north. Or as we'll say, let the shochet shecht with a very long knife, but let him stand somewhere outside of the north. Rashi says, "V'lo shochet b'tzafon, ein tzarch shi'amar b'tzafon, shimratza omid b'darom eitzal tzafon, v'yoshit yadda b'tzafon v'yishchot." Or as we'll say, what you want to show me, Mac, is as follows. Maybe that word oso by the chatas teaches me that it's only the animal itself that has to be in the north. But what? But halacha lemaisa, the shochet himself need not be standing in the north. To which the Gemara says, Ela osa b'tzafon. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the limud. What's the limud? Ela osa b'tzafon ve'in ben of b'tzafon. What I'll say the limud is that it is only an animal that has the carbon chatas, an animal chatas. A livestock chatas that has to be offered up in the north, the ein ben of b'tzafon. But Rabbi said, when the bird is being offered up in the north, it need not be offered. Excuse me. When a bird is being offered up as a chatas, it need not be offered up in the north. This sanya yachol yehei ben of taun. Yachol yehei ben of taun safon. I might have thought that maybe a ben of has to be done b'tzafon as well. B'dinhu, I would have thought the following: ma ben son shelo kavala koin. Kavalat tzafon. But listen to this. When it comes to a regular animal, it comes to regular chatas, you don't need a coin for the shechita. Anyone could do the shechita. Yet, again, that animal must be shechted in the north. So, ben of, shakavalat coin, eno din, shiikvalot tzafon. So we'll say a bird which does require a kohen. Why does a bird require a kohen? We'll say malika, right? And that's not a regular shechit. It has to be done by a kohen. Then I would have thought that certainly it has to be shechted in the north. Talmud lomar oso. Therefore, we'll say the pasuk says oso that it is only what we call a livestock chatos, meaning bakar tzon, which has to be done in the north. But if the chatos is a bird, it need not be done in the north. So says the Gemara. Ben of the coin and also mal ben son shekein kavol okli. So we'll say the comparison is not necessarily good because son also has an obligation of kli. We'll say right at the end of the day, there's an obligation to receive the blood in the kli sharis, which is not the case ultimately again by the bird. Rashi says third wide light in Rashi shekein lavo kavol okli sakin l'shchita. Sorry, not a kli sharis, but a knife. I'm sorry. Sakin l'shchita mi biyikach esamachelas. So we'll say it could be that the ben of is the exception for a different reason. Doesn't require a knife. Doesn't require ultimately klisharis for kabbalah. Ela oso b'tzafon. So we'll say we're trying to figure out over here what we use that word oso for. Oso is clearly coming to limit. The shayla, when is it coming to limit? Ela oso b'tzafon ve'in pesach b'tzafon. Maybe he's coming to teach you that what? That is dafka, the chatas that shechted in the tzafon, but not a carbon pesach. Not a carbon pesach. So we'll say, why? What's the havim, you know? Dusanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, we'll say, first white line, yacho ihe pesach ta'on tzafon. I might have thought the carbon pesach should be shechted in the north. Why? Bedinu, based on a kavach omer. Uma ola shekin lo kavalo zman l'shechita so kavalo tzafon. We're saying ola, which doesn't have a set time, yet has a set location of the north. Pesach shekavalo zman l'shechita so. Eino din shiik balo tzafon. So we'll say Pesach, which does have a set time, I would think that what? It definitely has a set location as well as the north. Talmud lomar oso. Ultimately, again, no, therefore the pasuk says also, it's tafka the chatas, which has a northward orientation, but the Pesach does not. Mala ola shekin kalu. So we'll say ultimately again, how can you compare it? The ola ultimately again is totally burnt on the Mizbeach. Mechatos, mala chatas shekin mechapera. So we'll say, learn from mechatos. No, because chatas is mechapera, chai bekrisus. Me asham, finally learn from asham. Mala asham shekin kachek ad asham. Ultimately, Asham is Kachik Adashim, as opposed to Pesach, which is not. Mikula Nami Shekin Li Kachik Adashim. So we'll say, I don't understand if that's the case, that you can't run out Pesach from Asham, because it's Kachik Adashim. All of the other items mentioned are also Kachik Adashim, to which the Gemara says, you're right. The Olam Kidamra Meikara. So we'll say, ultimately, again, Oso is learned out from what we said before. I should say, or Oso is used to teach us what we learned before. Oso B'tzafon, Vein Shochet B'tzafon. So we'll say the limud the Gemara is choosing to go with is as follows. That it is the animal that has to be in the north. The shochet need not be in the north. So if the shochet ultimately, again, wants to just use a very long knife and stand in the south, he could shecht like that. I udikashi lecha made Rabbi Achya. Achya. So we'll say that which we... But what about Rabbi Achya's question that he learned that before? Nafgalon lav lime ute shochet b'tzafon. Ela ein shochet b'tzafon. So through which the Gemara says, so remember, according to Rabbi Yechiyah, so we can learn out the idea that even though the shochet doesn't have to be there, but what? The mekabel does. The mekabel does. So we'll say this is very interesting. The shochet doesn't have to be standing mitzafon, but the mekabel must be standing mitzafon. To which the Gemara says, 1 second, mekabel mi belokach, bilokach nafka. So ultimately, again, but we already learned out the Mekabel. Right down to the Mekabel, we'll say from lokach bilokach. It could have said lokach, it says bilokach. Lokach bilokach lo mashmalei. So we'll say he doesn't darshan lokach and below lokach. Right? So we have to stop here for today. We'll pick up a mirror session. So we'll say, so just understand, we're leaving off with a lot of kind of balls in the air over here. What we do know, the one thing we do know is that what? Is that chatas has to be shechted in the tzafon. Right, b'tzafon, and shechita b'tzafon is ma'akev. We also know, Abosai, that kabbalah, shechita has to be done b'tzafon, kabbalah has to be done b'tzafon. What's still unknown, Abosai? What's still unknown is the shochet himself. Does the shochet have to be b'tzafon or not? It appears that where the Gemara is leaning right now is that the shochet does not need to be in the tzafon. The shochet himself could actually be oriented somewhere else and shecht with a long knife. What is that based on? That seems to be based on one word, which is oso. Oso means the karban and its associated activities have to be done with tzafon. but the shochet himself could be oriented somewhere else. And Meretz Hashem will continue with that tomorrow.